Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and to learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Welcome to the Nerd. It's time for the Nerd Room with Dr. Fern.
Hello, and welcome to the Nerd Groove. I'm Dr. Vern of SciFried and Nerdy FM, and this is my nerd music podcast. The mission of this program is to trace the history, evolution, and current progress of the nerd music genre. Today's nerd music genre features well over 500 artists worldwide, some of which are finding their way to the mainstream charts as indies for the first time. As the exposure of the genre expands, more and more nerd music lovers can see their favorite groups in live shows. It's the summertime, and well, that's con time. Conventions and music festivals all across the country usually have their highest concentration between May and September each year. Nearly all conventions and music festivals are now booking nerd artists. The summer is truly the time of nerd love. Orlando Nerd Fest, Def Con, Otakon, Star Trek Las Vegas, Sand Japan, so many more cons have really offered up feature space for nerd music artists from all over the world. And it's not just music either. Panels have also begun to be a regular part of the convention experience as well. Well, this is all wonderful for the overall growth and exposure of the genre. As my band SciFried was traveling all over the western U.S. this year, one thing really resonated with me. What a vast and wonderful country we live in. So much that it made me consider the place of the nerd in American history. Since technology and advancements have settled nearly every major war in which America was involved, scientists and free thinkers and non-fighters have been part of the fabric of America since its inception. Nerds have always been here and have a rightful place in our nation's history. So while enjoying the many freedoms we have here in the U.S., we can be assured that our nerdy forefathers would be proud of the growth of the nerd music genre. While here in 2015, we have been enjoying great movies, comics, and games during this summer. And while traveling, I've been turned on to some great new nerdy grooves for you. So time to crank it up and let's get into the nerd groove. Now, this is episode 12, and as always, I highly recommend checking out the previous episodes. So, now that we've begun to move toward the fall, my mind's attention has turned to a date that is looming large. The release of a brand new Star Wars movie is right around the corner. For the summer of 1977, I rode my bike to the local theater and saw A New Hope a total of 78 times. Movies stayed in the cinema much longer back then. Then I waited with everyone in 99 for episode 1 releases all... That turned out a little different. Still, there is no denying that a new installment from the galaxy far, far away will thrill the world once again. Now, I've been immersed in Star Trek for most of the summer while SciFried was performing at Star Trek Las Vegas. But as soon as we started heading home, I wanted to hear some Star Wars jams. Think of how many songs have been inspired by the franchise. And there are sure to be many more coming. So, the first song I have for you here on this episode is a great Star Wars song, and it's by an artist making a debut here on the Nerd Groove. My exposure to his music has been eye-opening and unique, so I couldn't wait to bring you all this one. Here's Darth Perfectus by Ambush Venn.
Force lightning, unplug a power cord, turn your lights out, I'm a Sith Lord.
Darth Perfectus, make sure they all die, make sure they all feel the power of the dark side.
It all started way before I came into my current form. Evacuations, earthquakes, and violent storms. They tried to mimic me, bury me as a result of my tyranny. As we're told in Christian and Muslim prophecy, ain't no stopping me, power had no limitations. I could have murdered child when he was writing revelations. Red infestations, bubonic plague creations, engineered the pyramids and took over a nation with mystic incantations. Veteran in the reincarnation, what you facing is worse than a myth you call Satan. I'm wasting my time being in human form. I tear apart your galaxy, you've been warned. Extra dimensional, nobody enter my space, I leave you with dementia. Silence describes my distinction, wipe humanity from the earth, extinction.
Force lightning, unplug a power cord, turn your lights out, I'm a Sith Lord.
Darth Perfectus, make sure they all die, make sure they all feel the power of the dark side.
Force lightning, unplug a power cord, turn your lights out, I'm a Sith Lord.
Darth Perfectus, make sure they all die, make sure they all feel the power of the dark side.
It all started with the thunder, cloud cover, surreal scenes, hot swampers and ice caves and death fleas. I was the king of the planet for the invasion. The rebel station murdered my nation's civilization. With population one, I was forced to live among all the outer realm beasts, camouflage myself with dung. I knew the day would come when I would come loose off the hands, avenge my people's death, time to begin my revenge. I felt the tense of hatred, didn't know its beginning, until I start celebrating when evil started winning. And now I feel its presence, I aim my blaster at you, flung that shit right out my hand. Damn, it's that Vader dude, he got me force pinned, can't move, can't breathe, choking on my own blood, took me down to my knees. My thoughts betray me, the evil in my heart made the Sith Lord smile as the world went dark. Force lightning, unplug a power cord, turn your lights out, I'm a Sith Lord.
Darth Perfectus, make sure they all die, make sure they all feel the power of the dark side.
Force lightning, unplug a power cord, turn your lights out, I'm a Sith Lord.
Darth Perfectus, make sure they all die, make sure they all feel the power of the dark side.
I'm nice with the lightsaber, I even rival Vader. We gotta keep it low from the Emperor, he's a hater. Only supposed to be two, a master and apprentice. I'm plotting on making it one when they both finish. Treachery travels through my mind all the time. I ain't trying to hold back myself, force don't bind. I watch from Endor, the Death Star exploded. The Emperor is dead, will Vader be promoted? Until I see Luke carrying his dad's body. I was hiding in the forest with my laser beam shoddy. I jacked his X-Wing, took off the hyperspace while they thought the Sith was dead and began to celebrate. I was plotting my course back to the Outer Rim planets. I'm gonna come back in a way that the Jedi can't manage. Reputations and bring back the Federation. Darth Perfectus, retaliation, the end of a nation. Force lightning, unplug a power cord, turn your lights out, I'm a Sith Lord.
Darth Perfectus, make sure they all die, make sure they all feel the power of the dark side.
Force lightning, unplug a power cord, turn your lights out, I'm a Sith Lord.
Darth Perfectus, make sure they all die, make sure they all feel the power of the dark side.
What a nice way to kick off the groove. Check out Ambush Venn online and you'll find out he's about to release a new album. So we'll probably be hearing more from him. He's a very talented artist. Now, we're underway, so let's keep going. The next song I have for you is going to excite many of you. It's a brand new Protoman release, and it promises to take us back to the Mega Man rock opera style that made us all fall in love with them. I could hype it, I could pimp it, but I'm just going to play it for you. Here's Hold Back the Night by the Protoman.
We'll be right back. Hey!
There's an awesome track from the Metal Men, and if you like what you hear, be sure and check out the Proto Men's great online discography. Now, I've been listening to so many artists while out on the road. This next song is from a band we've heard before on the Nerd Groove. They hail from Portland, Oregon, and are a big part of the Pacific Northwest nerd music scene. Sometimes, a song just needs a great theme or a saying, and then simple music that doesn't get in the way. Folk artists and singer-songwriters are usually quite strong at this type of songwriting. It just feels good. The PDX Broadsides are masterful in their ability to take a simple theme and make a great song from it. This is one of those songs. It's called Wheaton's Law, after a famous quote from the former Wesley Crusher. And it's not only an earworm, it's great advice. Here's Wheaton's Law by the PDX Broadsides.
Your roommates would like you to know they can hear your nocturnal activity, and they say you wouldn't be so bad,
so bad,
if your girlfriend didn't have a proclivity. We all know she's quite fulfilled. She screams just like she's being killed. We're happy that you love her crotch,
her crotch.
Take it down a notch. Don't be a dick, don't be a dick, don't be a dick. Will's advice is wise, so use a simple trick. Treat others well, it's Wheaton's Law, and we hope it sticks. When in doubt, don't be a dick. You told your friends to meet at 3 o'clock. They've been waiting and now it's after 4. Paid their tab and now they're gonna go.
Bye-bye.
When you finally come strolling in the door, being fair to you. Don't be a dick, don't be a dick, don't be a dick. Will's advice is wise, so use a simple trick. Treat others well, it's Wheaton's Law, and we hope it sticks. When in doubt, don't be a dick. Someone is wrong on the internet.
Someone is wrong on the internet.
Don't let a troll ruin your whole day. Shut them park in handicap, cause you'll be just a sec. And use express lanes when you have a full cart. Don't let people merge on the highway. Blame someone else and walk away when you fart. Touching people without permission. Sneaking in events without admission. Being a sexist, racist, asshole kind of guy.
That guy.
Or swiping the last piece of pie. Don't be a dick, don't be a dick, don't be a dick. Will's advice is wise, so use a simple trick. Treat others well, it's Wheaton's Law, and we hope it sticks. So when in doubt, don't be a dick, don't be a dick, don't be a dick, don't be a dick. Will's advice is wise, so use a simple trick. If you have to ask, it's probably wrong, so let this message click. When in doubt, don't be a dick.
I love that one. Check out Aim to Misbehave by the PDX Broadsides. It's their 2015 release, and it's full of fun. Speaking of 2015 releases and fun, Mega Ran has been having tons of fun in the studio and touring like a man possessed. After he and Storyville dropped Soul Veggies on us earlier this year, maybe you thought he'd be done. Nope. In fact, here's a second full album release from Mega Ran in 2015, and this one is an instant must-grab. The album is called RNDM, a nod to his formerly retired name. So the man that has thrown the entire genre in a sack, thrown it over his shoulder, and is carrying it up the exposure ladder has delivered another classic, and it's going to be your favorite song. So here's the incomparable Mega Ran and Your Favorite Song.
I got my gift.
face on. Usually I don't take this long, but I'm on a mission to make this song your favorite song. That song you can't turn off, there's no escaping from. I'm on a mission to make this song your favorite song. I got my game face on. Usually I don't take this long, but I'm on a mission to make this song your favorite song. This song you can't turn off, there's no escaping from. I'm on a mission to make this song your favorite song.
I can hear it in an Apple commercial, the hip stock firm for home loans, even a sick animal montage. But I've been struggling to live with this for so long. I was something that'll make you want to reminisce, repeatable with very little lyrics in it. Something that lovers can kiss in the rain to a slow-mo with angles that'll capture the human spirit. The soundtrack to the newest startup, the first song you play in the car truck, the kind that'll keep royalties coming when I'm hard up, broke, falling into hard luck. The kind of track you hear in public restrooms, the track white girls get dressed to, the kind of song that'll make old people tell me I don't listen to other rappers, just you.
I got my game face on. Usually I don't take this long, but I'm on a mission to make this song your favorite song. That song you can't turn off, there's no escaping from. I'm on a mission to make this song your favorite song. I got my game face on. Usually I don't take this long, but I'm on a mission to make this song your favorite song. This song you can't turn off, there's no escaping from. I'm on a mission to make this song your favorite song.
I wanna make the 2015 happy, be the rap game Carly Rae Jepsen, Sports Center top 10 on ESPN, Saturday Night Live doing impressions, make Starbucks wanna carry me, perfect strangers wanna marry me, make Clear Channel start adding me, and make Weird Al in a parody. I want a song that the hipsters hate when they discuss it, they always pontificate and say it isn't as good as it indicates. But when they come on, they always participate, and all the critics just diss me and instigate. While I'm in Paris just smiling like this is great. So if you think that your movie can handle it, do me a favor, get at my management. Yeah,
I got my game face on. Usually I don't take this long, but I'm on a mission to make this song your favorite song. That song you can't turn off, there's no escaping from. I'm on a mission to make this song your favorite song. I got my game face on. Usually I don't take this long, but I'm on a mission to make this song your favorite song. This song you can't turn off, there's no escaping from. I'm on a mission to make this song your favorite song.
So there's some great geek age entertainment to get us cranked up here on the Nerd Groove. So how about a short trip to the days of nerdy past? As previously discussed, 2009 was a pivotal year for the genre. So many new artists and songs, the community of artists was being formed, and everyone was happy to discover all this great music. One of the songs that really spoke to me personally during this time is the track I bring to you now. The UK's Art Brute has a very unique punk style that seamlessly incorporates his nerd life messages. I was hooked on his marvelous sound the minute I heard this next track. Here is an instant classic from 2009. Here's Art Brute and DC Comics in Chocolate Milkshake.
The taste of cereal. I have it for almost every meal. Five people to a tea bag. Well, I've never really got that bad. Not while we still had. DC Comics and chocolate milkshake. Some things will always be great. DC Comics and chocolate milkshake. Even though I'm 28. DC Comics and chocolate milkshake. I guess I'm just developing lame. DC Comics and chocolate milkshake. I never got over that amazing taste. I've been accused of some things.
sure what they meant. Peter Pan syndrome and arrested development. Now I've been working since I was 10, but the money's always gone by the weekend. Delivering post to serving beer, I've never had much of a career. So I made sure I was always near. DC Comics and chocolate milkshake. Some things will always be great. DC Comics and chocolate milkshake. Even though I'm 28. DC Comics and chocolate milkshake. I guess I'm just developing late. DC Comics and chocolate milkshake. I never got over that amazing taste.
That's an amazing song. And if you like his style, Art Brut has a cornucopia of awesome songs for you to discover out on the interwobs. Now, I hope by now you've noticed the excellent music playing in the background. It is all Benjamin Briggs. B. Briggs has long had my ear as one of my favorite DJ slash chip mix artists, and he's a pretty great guy to hang out with at a show. Besides the sick tunes you are hearing, I also have a full song featured here for you. Ben works wonders with the music of Mario's universe, and this one scratches the right itch. Let's do some karting. Here's Mario Kart by Benjamin Briggs.
Oh,
another awesome job by Ben Briggs. You should immediately check out his stuff online. Really, you can't go wrong. And like most of the artists featured here on the Nerd Groove, he's an indie. That means if you like it, you should buy it. It's the only source of revenue that many artists have. Also, check out the crowdfunding options for some of your favorites. Support the artists and support the genre. And perhaps the biggest thing you can do to help spread the exposure is tell a friend. Turn them on to a song or an artist or Nerdy FM. You might be surprised to find out how many people you know that would love nerd music. Young or old, turn them on to this podcast. The only reason I do this show is to expose the genre and help indie artists find the support they deserve. All right, rant concluded. Another indie artist is up next. I've featured a track from Mark with a C's new album, Exactly Where I Am, in previous episodes. But hey, it's a great album. And it's an absolute no-brainer that I bring you another song from it and the Nerdy Bard himself. Mark has a way of speaking the language of every man and then poetically weaving it into a catchy pop tune that makes you think. Then each time you hear it, you peel the layers. One of the best pure songwriters in music today. Here's Mark with a C, and I'm Gonna Miss You.
Sex, the of my guests. Every conversation has now been reduced to text. I couldn't miss your calls if I tore the phone out of the wall. I'm connected to a billion things that you don't use at all.
Please don't misconstrue.
Nice song, man. Mark is a jewel of the genre. I urge you to check out his extensive discography. Extensive discography is a great segue to one of the hardest working laptop rappers on the globe. The man that draws inspirations from the best loved pop culture phenomenons all around us. He simply loves Marvel Comics and the Marvel Cinematic Universe. The next groove I have for you is from Adam Warrock. He was inspired by the appearance of one badass suit introduced in the second Avengers movie. Here's the very cool Hulkbuster by Adam Warrock.
When the big guy gets out of line, I got a line directly to the satellite in the sky.
No lie,
gotta call in Veronica, the only thing that's talking to the biggest and baddest on our team. Our superheroes with seven arc reactors and repulsor beams.
The kind of thing that gets the people talking on that Channel 5 news team.
I am Iron Man, I already said it. American Express Platinum Tony Stark credit.
Yeah,
rocket punches till the concrete breaks. Pack your lunches cause this armor is what makes Earth squake. Toss them around like a sack of bricks. Toss them till the building tips. Toss that green guy back to the River Styx.
You feeling this?
Punishing armor with a thundering ardor. You think you're strong? Well, I'm stronger. Punch as hard, I punch harder. Thanks to Veronica, cause Betty's not around.
This is how it's going down when the Hulk is in your town.
We need the Hulkbuster.
A new toy for all the girls and boys.
We need the Hulkbuster.
You maybe get it, didn't have a choice.
Yeah, every time that guy gets out of line, time to suit up and fight and send him back to Mom Prime.
We need the Hulkbuster.
A new toy for all the girls and boys.
Bring out the Hulkbuster.
You maybe get it, didn't have a choice.
Yeah,
every time that guy gets out of line, time to suit up and fight and send him back to Mom Prime.
Hadn't been rapping since Planet Hulk was in its world war, since the Infinity Gauntlet first dropped to the floor. Since Thanos was courting Lady Death, no one could deny me. Before the Age of Ultron and before Kevin Feige.
Yeah, Civil War on these rappers with all that tough talk. Professor X on these cats, cause I can hear the thoughts.
Gotta be better than that.
Service with a smile, maybe sock them in the jaw if they get out of line.
You let out and sort them out. From Valhalla to Baxter Tower, from the Savage Land to Wakanda to the Cosmic Power. For Spider-Man, that's amazing and spectacular. Complex with vernaculars, what I'm rapping for. So listen, hear what Adam wrote.
When these haters get out of line, tell Jarvis to hit them high and drop the package on them. From Malibu to Lackawanna.
Nah, me and Bruce were friends, brothers even. And sometimes brothers gotta fight, it's nothing really.
We need the Hulkbuster.
A new toy for all the girls and boys.
We need the Hulkbuster.
You maybe get it, didn't have a choice.
Yeah, every time that guy gets out of line, time to suit up and fight and send him back to Mom Prime.
We need the Hulkbuster.
A new toy for all the girls and boys.
Bring out the Hulkbuster.
You maybe get it, didn't have a choice.
Yeah, every time that guy gets out of line, time to suit up and fight and send him back to Mom Prime.
Outstanding jam, sir. And of course, if you liked it also, you should visit AdamWarrock.com and blow your mind. Well, 2015 is shaping up to be another leap forward for a genre that has made many leaps over the past decade. In fact, it may be approaching the type of year nerds enjoyed in 2009. where this next groove originated. That was an interesting year for I Fight Dragons. It was also the first time I saw them perform live. It was in Atlanta, Georgia at DragonCon, and I was instantly hooked on their sound and their show. They rocked my face off. The track that really stood out for me is the same song that would very soon propel them to new heights of opportunity. It's a nerd rock anthem. And my buddy Kloppin' Pop did a nice remix of it. Here's the Kloppin' Pop mix of Money by I Fight Dragons. That's one of the good ones right there. At the time, this song really showed a lot of nerd rock bands that it was possible to garner mainstream attention. Inspiration. Well, that's another key ingredient to the songs of this genre. We nerdy songwriters are no different than any artist.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
We write about what inspires us. What happens when the genre itself begins to inspire? This is an area in nerd music that is exploding. The new artists that are showing influence of other nerd artists. Man, it's a beautiful thing to see when fans like Starf and IQ and many other hot talents of the scene become artists of their own. Enter the Fifth Sister, a mega fan from the UK that promotes the artists and the genre like juggernaut. She's an unstoppable force and a perfectly wonderful human being. And in the next groove, she's become a collaborator. Halfway across the world, she's tapped the extensive talent pool of New Orleans's own Alpha Riff. The result is a catchy tune aimed at the socially awkward with an uplifting message. The kind of stuff the genre is made for. Here's the well-written Hello by the Fifth Sister and Alpha Riff.
So, I was just told by a friend of mine that, nerds weren't cool. I beg to differ. Yo, the Fifth Sister, let them know.
Hello, my name is King. I have a passion for games and TV. I like comic books and movies and cosplaying at parties. You try to beat me down, I take pride to show it.
You want a label, I wear them proud. You can't affect me, I'm all about nothing but love, I'll dish it out. Being a nerd's what it's all about. N-E-R-D-D-E-E-K, tattooed on my heart every day. Pure joy for the imagination. Throw your hands up if you feel the same way.
We are nerds, love us, we are nerds. We are nerds, love us, we are nerds. We are nerds, love us,
we are nerds, love us. Hello, my name is
proud. You can't affect me, I'm all about nothing but love, I'll dish it out. Being a nerd's what it's all about. N-E-R-D-D-E-E-K, tattooed on my heart every day. Pure joy for the imagination. Throw your hands up if you feel the same way.
We are nerds, love us, we are nerds. We are nerds, love us, we are nerds. We are nerds, love us, we are nerds. We are nerds, love us.
So maybe you're lonely, stuck in your room, hot glue and crass with a figurine or two. Just a few friends who understand the passion that you have with the comic book in hand.
Yeah.
Or why Klingon is better than France.
It is.
Throw one aside by Honey Best.
Ooh, I like to
say fetch your last name like it's a test. Get in fights about which character is best. Act like a big kid at the cosplay contest. Spent all year planning for the big convention. So artists, you want to see a place you can go to let down your defenses.
Man, I love this place.
You're not alone. You'll never be. We're in the notes. Close your eyes and see.
Okay.
And I'm like the doctor, you should believe.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Alonzi. Past, present, future. We're driving this world.
We
and people
are.
Will tell you to grow up.
No.
That seems so absurd, see.
It does.
You're the combination of everything you love. And when your passion is great, it pours from above. I'm talking about bringing heaven to the world below. I'm talking about bringing nerdiness to the world will know. You have gifts to give and you may not even know it. So don't hide from the labels. Embrace them and own it.
The Fifth Sister has also joined our Nerdy FM collective, and we're lucky she's on our side. Another artist we are lucky to have on our side has not only helped establish and define the genre, he was a hero during the dark days of the industry changeover from physical to digital media. Lawsuits from the RIAA and studios aimed at consumers' illegal piracy of music made for interesting times by 2006. Huge old guard music industry fat cats filing suits against children, while the establishment tried everything to stop peer sharing and what they perceived as rampant piracy. Ultimately, they were tilting at the evolving windmills of commerce. MC Lars took up the fight. He shined a spotlight on the topic that would change everything. The man placed himself in the corporate crosshairs to deliver a very important message wrapped in a pretty badass song. So from back in 2006, here's the classic, Download This Song by MC Lars.
Don't try to resist this paradigm shift. The music revolution cannot be dismissed. 1898, Iggy Pop CD. What if I can get it from my sister for free? It's all about marketing, Clive Davis C. If fans buy the shirt, then they get the MP3. Music was a product, now it is a service. Major record labels, why are you trying to hurt us? Fix up in my face like,
don't steal our songs, Lars.
Well, Sony sells the burners that are burning CDRs.
So Warner,
EMI,
hear me clearly.
Universal Music,
update your circuitry.
They sue little kids downloading hit songs. They think that makes sense when they know that it's wrong.
Hey, Mr. Record Man, the joke's on you. Running your label. It was 1992. Hey, Mr. Record Man, your system can't compete. It's the new artist model, file transfer.
You don't need $1 million to launch a career. If your style is unique and you practice what you preach, minor threat and jello, but the things to teach. I've got G5 production, concept videos, touring with a laptop, rocking pack shows. The old school major deal, it makes no sense. Indentured servitude, the costs are too immense. The finger's in the dam, but the crack keeps on growing. Can't sell bottled water when it's freely flowing. Record sales slipping down 8%. Increased download sales, you can't prevent. Satellite radio and video games change the terrain, it will never be the same. Did you know in 10 years labels won't exist? Goodbye DVDs and compact discs.
Hey, Mr. Record Man, what's wrong with you? Still living off your catalog from 1982. Hey, Mr. Record Man, your system can't compete. It's the new artist model, file transfer.
Charged us for music for years, and now we're just trying to find a fair balance.
I hate to say it, but welcome to the future.
A song that evoked change and ultimately saw dismissed lawsuits as a result. MC Lars is like nerdcore Robin Hood and one of the nicest humans I've ever met. Check out his incredible discography and you'll be a fan. Oh, and by the way, that was Jarrett Reddick from Bowling for Soup on the vocal duty there, so that's pretty cool too. Well, back here in 2015, the Double Clicks are the coolest nerdy girls to be found. They continued to kill it and now have a new album. President Snakes should be available by the time you hear this. I bring to you now a song featured on that album that was written by using images submitted by the Double Clicks Patreon patrons and Twitter followers. A social media songwriting experiment. How can you not get behind that? What a great idea. And now, hear the result. Here is Tiny Paper Elephant by the Double Clicks.
With a tiny paper friend, and they don't know what they're doing on the table. There's a larger kind of elephant, and it lives inside of you, and it knows that you can make it if you hit the follow through. Mystery. Everyone's got something going on these days, and we don't have all the answers for the questions that are raised, but you can do it. There's a kiwi with a scarf. There's a bird that looks surprised, and they know that you will get there in your time. There's a mislabeled Kenobi, there's a can wearing a tie, and they know that life can feel like you're a Jedi with no
the goalpost.
an interesting experiment that went right. The double clicks are among the genre's elite and consistently deliver at a high level. Be sure and search for the tons of win from them online. Don't ignore their previous efforts either. These women have been getting it done for a while now. Meanwhile, December is coming. Star Wars will soon be upon us. Now here's a track from Cyfried's Co-op Mode album about love and Star Wars. When we started the Co-op Mode sessions, we were careful to match the right project with the right collaborator. The next track started in my head as a love song. I also knew that I wanted the song to be Star Wars themed, something that paid homage to the great nerd rock love songs from the 90s and early 2000s that came largely from the West Coast. So I had a style influence. The next step was finding the perfect collaborator. After hearing She Don't Like Firefly and My Next Girlfriend from Mikey Mason, I knew we had to ask him. The vocal work Mikey did on this track was killer, and it has become a real fan favorite at our live shows. So maybe you can't say the right words to that special someone. Wouldn't it be nice if everyone spoke nerd? Here's Cyfried and Mikey Mason with Wanna Be Your Jedi. That is my go-to song when I am introducing new people to Cyfrage music. It also helps segue a discussion of other nerd artists. So you guys be sure to check out Mikey Mason's hilarious repertoire and friend him on social media. He also likes beer. Now the next song I have for you comes from a brand new release from Emergency Pizza Party's Benjamin Bear. B-Bear, for those of you who don't know, he's an extremely talented songwriter, singer, rapper, musician, producer. He has a long history of delivering thought-provoking, hard-hitting lyrics, as well as a comic streak a mile wide. He is the epitome of style blending, and in fact, may mix styles better than anyone. I was completely blown away by the demos I have heard from his new records. Yes, he's releasing two albums. I'm going to be starting the Best of 2015 line behind him. I've always been a fan, but this may be the best work I've ever heard from him. Here's a single that I managed to acquire called Never Read the Comments. And for those that insist on a category for this one, let's call it Nerd Country. Here's Benjamin Bear and Never Read the Comments.
What are they saying? I don't know. Is there some meaning in this picture show? All the feelings are all that are long gone. I just came here to waste some time, but it feels like they've all wasted mine. I keep reading, yes, for way too long. And there's people that are looking for answers that they just won't find. Cause the ones who only showed up to argue have all lost their minds. It doesn't matter what the subject is, everyone's a critic or a little kid. They've been waiting to vomit at some words. Tell you what the future holds. Faceless opinions from the very bold, and some hatred mixed with racial slurs. And I'm glad I finally know what was better to some random guy. Someone who will let you know why you're stupid, and you should probably die. Thanks, Obama, for these things you've done. Departed terrorists are just no fun, and these libtards, they wanna text the sky. And I should probably throw my PC away into a fire or two.
Wow, that is one awesome track. Go back and listen a few times. You'll pick up something new. Brilliant songwriting there. I am waiting to hear the whole album, but what I've heard has me very excited. More to come on this. So just how easy is it for a song to change your world as an artist? One great song can bridge the mainstream gap and get you noticed by an exponentially larger audience. For an indie artist in the modern world, one big hit single can make a label come calling, or in the case of the next artist, it can set you up to truly represent your art your way with no compromising. The ultimate freedom. In 2006, Jonathan Coulton was already making great music. He toured and played all over and garnered fans just like every indie musician everywhere. Then he began a personal pledge to his fans to deliver a thing a week, a new song every week for a year. During 2006, Jonathan Coulton wrote songs that are played every day on devices all over the world. One song in particular garnered enormous exposure for Joko. He wrote a song about the daily grind of his former profession, and it turned into a classic. Here's Code Monkey by Jonathan Coulton.
Code Monkey, get up, get coffee. Code Monkey, go to job. Code Monkey, have boring meeting with boring manager Rob. Rob say Code Monkey, very diligent, but his output stink. His code not functional or elegant. What do Code Monkey think? Code Monkey think maybe manager wanna write goddamn login page himself. Code Monkey not saying out loud. Code Monkey not crazy, just proud. Code Monkey likes Beatles. Code Monkey likes having Mountain Dew. Code Monkey very simple man with big warm fuzzy secret heart. Code Monkey like you. Code Monkey like you. Code Monkey hang around at front desk till your sweater look nice. Code Monkey offer buy you soda, bring you cup, bring you ice. You say no thank you for the soda, cause soda make you fat. Anyway, you busy with the telephone, no time for chat. Code Monkey have long walk back to cubicle. He sit down, pretend to work. Code Monkey not making so straight. Code Monkey not feeling so great. Code Monkey likes Fritos. Code Monkey likes having Mountain Dew. Code Monkey very simple man, big warm fuzzy secret heart. Code Monkey like you. Code Monkey like you. A coffee cake, take bath, take nap. This job fulfilling in creative way, such a load of crap. Code Monkey thinks someday he have everything, even pretty girl like you. Code Monkey just waiting for now. Code Monkey says someday, somehow. Code Monkey likes Fritos. Code Monkey likes having Mountain Dew. Code Monkey very simple man, big warm fuzzy secret heart. Code Monkey like you. Code Monkey like you.
That's an instant classic. And that's not to take anything away from the amazing songs Jonathan Coulton wrote in 2006. Some of them are even more dear to me. Check them out online when you get a chance. You'll thank me. So, how about some more of that new fire? The next track I have for you is by The Last Wordbenders, hailing from North Carolina. The Deep South has produced its share of rappers, to be sure. Like the top nerdcore artists in the scene, this duo has a very intriguing and unique style that makes their sound explode. Check out Anime in the Streets, Hentai in the Sheets by The Last Word Benders.
I paint my life in fantasy. Why these other people stuck to HD? Even if the people try to disagree, how they gonna tell you what they can't achieve? I paint my face, spend time and space. I'll even save the world if that's the case. I don't really care what I gotta do, just as long as you're cool being my waifu. Walk into the scene like a Pokemon master, tearing down the place with my dragon dagger. You know what it is that I'm going after, living with my life with that anime swagger. What the hell is life without a little edgy? What the fuck's a boop without a little Betty? You can play along or you can keep on pretending that you can't get that special anime ending. I'm talking to the left, I'm talking to the right. You know what it is, it's going down tonight. You can still get down if you don't believe, cause the shades are giving me the ability to dream. Now we gotta go it on and never turn it back. We got a plan and we ready to attack. We just having fun and we happen to think that it should be normal to dye your hair pink. What? Don't you try to tell me it can't be done, and I won't even mention where my son is from. Yeah, that's right, you know I'm holding it down. Who you think I'm grinding so hard for right now? Keep the music bumping, get all the people jumping. Show the whole world everyone is worth something. There's nothing wrong when it's anime in the streets, just to get a little hentai in between the sheets. Come on!
Hentai in the sheets,
like something from a dream,
but that's nothing new to me.
We can live our fantasies,
upgrade reality.
When she call me Finpai,
lose my sense of sanity.
Anime in the streets,
but she hentai in the sheets,
like something from a dream,
but that's nothing new to me.
We can live our fantasies,
upgrade reality.
When she call me Finpai,
lose my sense of sanity.
Why'd you rock a fitted cap and goggles? I wanted to. Why'd you cop another Grandma Molly? I wanted to. Why'd you follow strangers to that party? I wanted to. Now you're trying to cuddle with Katana? I wanted to. Things like they do on Tenchi.
Yeah.
Swag like Hitari, you're a meshy. Make sure put M Star in a harem. I'm so much more interesting. I could be the star at the con rave all night. Hey, I like the way that you cosplay, and I feel maybe we can be best friends, cause I'm pretty sure I'm better than your boyfriend sometimes. Melancholy when I'm in public, I often feel like I'm surrounded by morons, but you're not. Your energy I can't bypass. You're a very clever girl with a nice ass. I'm an instrument, I've been doing everything I plan. Miss them into trance, enjoy it while we can. Cast among the wave of lions where my vessel stands. I am probably a prodigy and now they understand. We can have adventures if the conversation's clear that she a genius, but she thirsty like a nigga in the desert. You're a schoolgirl. Cool. Do you wanna take a lesson? I'm a tool girl. You need to put me in your chair. Anime in the street,
but she hentai in the sheets,
like something from a dream,
but that's something new to me.
We can live our fantasies,
upgrade reality.
When she call me Finpai,
I lose my sense of sanity.
Anime in the street,
but she hentai in the sheets,
like something from a dream,
but that's something new to me.
We can live our fantasies,
upgrade reality.
When she call me Finpai,
I lose my sense of sanity.
Well, the time has come to wrap up this super delayed episode of the Nerd Groove. Once again, my apologies for the interruptions in the podcast schedule. Should be able to get back on track. But before I go, I'm going to leave you with three more great tracks. Is that cool? Great. The first track is from the Rulers of Steampunk, Steam Powered Giraffe, and the very excellent Mecto Amor from their MK3 album. The second is a catchy earworm from Kirby Crackle's Mutate Baby album called Frank the Pocket. You'll find yourself singing this one when you are alone, I assure you. Finally, there is the incredibly talented Dr. Awkward and a superb song called I Wish I Made That that I just had to bring to you because he's awesome. And until next time, I've been Dr. Vern, and you are listening to The Nerd Groove. So tell a friend. Enjoy the remainder of your summer of nerd love. See you soon.
If you found your maker's bag of bones and learned the secrets of your smartphones, would you cast them out and immolate? Or devour your laptop and assimilate? Umbilical extension cords in the offspring birth trumpets the progress omen of our future mirth. The Chimera machinations create tech manticores, ushering in a new age of the Mecto Amor.
Mecto Amor, Mecto Amor, Mecto Amor, Mecto Amor. amor, amor, amor. Cause it's a me, the next new thing. Well, they sent us away for upgrades, and we return with the fresh coat of paint. The wicked wrench was protocol for misbehaving particles. They flush the spiders and bats out, so I should run just fine.
Let's go.
System ready.
Let's go.
Power steady.
I got feeling when you say you love me.
Ooh, you give me nectar, I'm on.
And the circuitry between you and me, it starts
with the nectar, I'm on.
Oh, mec, 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 nectar, I'm more, I'm more. Nectar, I'm more,
I'm more. Mec, 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 nectar, I'm more, I'm more. Nectar, I'm more.
People just keep throwing manuals. They say our thoughts are all mechanical. But could it be what they perceive? And I'm lost in our wiring.
It took a spurious coagulant to know that virtual dreams aren't relevant. It's like baking an illogical pie. The time has come to fortify.
Let's go.
System ready.
Let's go.
Power steady.
Oil's
burning. I can feel it when you say you love me.
Ooh, you give me nectar, amor.
And the circuitry between you and me, it starts
with the nectar, amor.
Mec, 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 to amor, amor, mec, to amor,
amor.
Mec, 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 to amor, amor, mec, to amor,
amor.
Mec, to
obsession, conviction, confession. Now that is the question.
I can feel it when you say you love me.
Ooh, you give me nectar, amor.
And the chrysalis of a symbiotic change
starts the nectar, amor.
Whoa, mech, 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 nectar, amor, amor, nectar, amor,
amor.
Mec, 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 to amor, amor, mec, to amor,
amor.
Mec, 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 to amor, amor, mec, to amor,
amor.
Mec, 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 to amor, amor, mec, to amor.
Mecto amor, amor, mecto amor, amor. Mec, 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 mecto amor, amor, mecto amor, amor. Mec, 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 mecto amor, amor, mecto amor, amor. Mec, 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 mecto amor, amor, mecto amor, amor.
Born. born in a sweatshop in East Mumbai. The sewing machine broke when he was just an inch high. The boss said,
I ain't never seen a pocket that small.
So we stitched him up quick, sent him off to the mall. That's where I found him hanging, brought him into my life. Now he's hanging out with me and Kirby Crackle for life.
And he's Frank the Pocket. 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 Born out in East Mumbai.
6 months down the road, Frankie lives with me, caught in the siren call of celebrity. Friends like Trevor, who's a bun in the Amsterdam yokel coat checking, got a zipper as a girlfriend, baby is the latest trend. Won't you take it away, wow!
And he's Frank the Pocket. 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 Born out in East Mumbai. All right.
And he's Frank the Pocket. And he's Frank the Pocket.
Hey guys.
And he's Frank the Pocket.
That's me.
And he's Frank the Pocket.
Oh man.
And he's Frank the Pocket.
Yeah!
One more time!
And he's Frank the Pocket. 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 Born out in East Mumbai. Yeah!
You guys are the best.
Feels good. Let's do it.
Yo, I'm 2 years in it, still ain't got a hit, and I'm looking for an anthem to prove that I'm legit. Shit, maybe I should rap about Yoda. Hold up, maybe I'll just rap about soda. Rap about Hulk, how I smash nerd rap obstacles with crazy drug benders, why I end up in a hospital. I rap about stuff like King Kong. I hide a sick trap, why I talk about ping pong. Hot topic to say I won't shop at a huge corporation that isn't punk rock. Maybe I'll embrace my old school dork and write a song about the dark in the game named Zork. Or maybe later I'll just rap about Lil Sec or The Link, but I'll spit it on dubstep. FPS's and how I can't be killed. Invite Felicia to join my guild. Boom, headshot, I wish I would've made that. A mega nerd, man, I wish I would've made that. I wish I would've rapped about Boba Fett's vet, but it seems that I haven't earned my nerd cred yet. A goth girls, wish I would've made that. The rappers, man, I wish I would've made that. I wish I would've stated that I never wanna grow up, cause then, only then, will my music start to blow up. Yo, I'm thinking about writing a song, elite speaker, rockin' knuckle tats so you can see that I'm a geek. Maybe just rap on some Mega Man beats and give love to the shotties and how I love sweets, bubblegum candy. How about Mammy? Or maybe I should rap on how the girls can't stand me. Fly spaceships and brown coat pilots, cause I am a pirate. Speak on haterism, distort my vibes, wrapped in caps lock and look like Guy Fox. Rap on how the oxen died trying to ford the river, so I'ma level up to my sword and quiver. Star day one, captain's log, and yo, I love to write a song called I Hate Your Blog. Adapt the style that's punctuated when I spit and write a song about an evil baby virtual also kid. What? Boom, headshot, I wish I would've made that. A mega nerd, man, I wish I would've made that. I wish I would've rapped about Boba Fett's vet, but it seems that I haven't earned my nerd cred yet. A goth girls, wish I would've made that. The rappers, man, I wish I would've made that. I wish I would've stated that I never wanna grow up, cause then, only then, will my music start to blow up. Now I'm 5 years in it, still ain't got a deal, real shit. I'm done eating ramen for every meal. I'm thinking a name change is the recipe, cause it needs some catchy like STD. Yeah, that's the move, so your boy is the movement. Said I was the future, I'm still trying to prove it. Just need a hit, man, it's been too long. I'll write a track on how I wore, I probably wrote this song. I used to wanna be like Mike, now I just really wanna be like Tribe. Write tight songs on Steve Irwin and Kaiju and tour the world, shit called a kid Tribe too. I wish I wrote Wild Wild West, cause in truth Will Smith does this nerd rap best. It's been 10 years past since he wrote this track, and I'll keep on trying till he calls me back.
I'm really sorry, Mr. Smith, that I keep calling your house. It's just, in polite society, when someone leaves you 1,000 messages, you call them back. And I'd like to stop calling, but I really need to touch base with you. So just give me a call back, okay? Okay, talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to The Nerd Groove. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend, rating and reviewing us on iTunes, shopping at the Nerdy Show store, or directly donating to the network. Any size contribution gets you exclusive Nerdy Show audio and images and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. Just go to nerdyshow.com/support to chip in. To find out how you or your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. For more episodes of The Nerd Groove, as well as other fine programs, community forums, videos, articles, and more, head over to nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via the iTunes Store. And for the latest news, follow us on all your favorite social networks. We're glad to be your home for authentic nerdy entertainment.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.